And hi, everybody. Welcome to our first Broken Bow Wrestling Report of the season, as the winter sports season is upon us. And we have in the studio to visit with us now Broken Bow Head Boys Wrestling Coach Ed Schaefe. Great to see you, buddy.
It's good to be back in the saddle.
Hey, let's go to it, huh?
I agree.
The season.
Hard to believe that we're here already.
It is, yeah. Season is here. Let's kind of recap the way the season got started for you. Of course, the Big Bow invite was on Saturday. We'll get to that in a moment. But, man, what a duel you must have had to get things started against Northwest. You go to Grand Island on Thursday. Those who follow wrestling kind of know the history of the Northwest program. It's solid, just like yours is. What a great way to start the year. You guys got the win in the duel, 34-31. Looked like it went down to the final match, and boy, it must have been a lot of fun.
It was. I mean, you know what? We were in their old gym, and they had the spotlight on, and they had music going in the background, and there was just a lot of people. I know that Northwest fans were happy that we were coming down there, and our fans were too. And so there was a lot of people there, and it was pretty intense. You know, we started out, we dropped a match early. And then we just kind of were winning. And I was like, all right, this is looking all right. And then we lost a couple matches. And I'm like, oh, boy. And I knew that it could come down to the last match when they when we drew for starting weight. It was 126. So I knew it was going to come down to Bowen. I thought it could possibly come down to Bowen because we had a freshman in Zach Longfellow at 106, who he's his nickname's Squirrel, and he is, man. He's all over like a squirrel, but he's like 102 pounds. So he's just a little guy, but he tries hard. But we knew going in that we'd get to that match, and it was going to be tight, and then we were open at 13. But guys had went along, and, you know, there were some places that it was close because maybe we didn't pick up the bonus points that we should have, that, you know, we had opportunities to take it from, you know, at a major to a, or from a regular decision to a major, or some times that we missed out on pins. And that, like I tell the kids, that's what it comes down to. Duels are won and lost. Good duels are won and lost with bonus points. And, we give up a few pins and it come down to that, that 120 pound match, and it was 31-31. And I mean, their whole bench was up, standing up, and you know what, we're trying to be cool. I mean, trying to keep it calm, because I think sometimes when you get up, some kids that, you know, everybody's up there and you get so hyped up, and sometimes wrestling's one of those things that, you know, if you're too hyped up, next thing you know, you're out of control and you're making, you know, bad moves and getting in bad positions and giving up points. So we tried to keep it somewhat cool, but it was about, oh, halfway, three-fourths of the way through, and Bowen was down, I think, like 3 points or something like that. But you know, with Bowen, you always got a headlock in his back pocket, and he did, and he ended up throwing a headlock. And when that happened, everybody on our stand. So both were up, and it was just, it was intense. And he ended up, I think it was like 15-13, I think was the win he got, and we got 3 points to win the duel. So, yeah, it was a great, you know, great start. You know, they're a good duel team, and, you know, it was good to come out of there with a win. Good thing for us to start off. I mean, we had to start off and wrestle tough right off the bat, and we did. You know, I was proud of the way the kids, but like I told them, I said, nobody cares. We got to keep getting better.
Yeah. So, well, I know that one of your goals, obviously, is get to state duels this year. That's a big win.
It is.
From a duel standpoint.
You know what? They're going to be, I looked at that, and you know what? Us beating them, they're going to be a, you know, Division II, probably a Division II team. And that was 49 points as far as, you know, dual points. Whereas if you beat like a Division IV team, you know, you're only getting 41 points as far as, you know, districts and or as far as state duels go. So, yeah, it was. It was a good win for the duels and a good win for us just to start off.
Yeah. So that brings us to the Bow invite on Saturday. Had an opportunity to get up there. And, boy, things were laid out just – the setup looked great. So I'm sure you were happy with the way all of that came together in the new gymnasium, of course. Great crowd on hand.
I'll tell you what, those new mats that the Booster Club and the foundation have bought us over the last couple of years, man, they look sharp in there.
They
especially
do.
With that new gym. And we tried to set it up to where we could have three mats almost looking like a T, and we just couldn't have the room. Mm-hmm. If we had it to where one half of the bleachers could come out, then we could have made it work. But where all the bleachers have to come out at once, couldn't. So we had to go back with the old Resolite in the middle, but it did look sharp. It was cool.
So as we look at the results, you finished as the team runner-up. St. Mm-hmm. Paul won it. I think maybe coming in, everybody was looking at Broken Bow versus St. Paul. St. Paul's got another great squad, and mm-hmm. You guys kind of went head-to-head in a few of the weight classes. You sent seven into the finals, mm-hmm. had two champions, Kelston Lindner, champion at 126, Devin Baum, champion at 285, and then a lot of runner-up finishes to collect you points. Your thoughts on the day as a whole?
Going in, I knew it was going to come down to the two of us. And I, you know what, there are some of the finals matches that we matched up with St. Paul, and I knew it was going to be tough. I thought, you know, if we were going to win, it was going to be a thing where we would just have more medals than they did. And we come up short on some places where we didn't get medals and had some guys hurt that didn't get to participate. And so, you know, could we have won it? I mean, the way it was, yeah. I mean, you could only squeak out some more points here or there. But for us, it was it's going to be a good learning experience because the mistakes that we made that cost us matches, they're fixable. It's not like, you know, we went out there and we were just outclassed or out, you know, we didn't have a very good wrestler. We did. We just, you know, give up points here and there, and you can't. You know, you can't give up penalty points, and you can't, when you have opportunities to pin somebody or, you know, you get somebody on the ropes, you have to take advantage of it. And we didn't. And so, you know what, that ended up costing us, and we got second. But we wrestled pretty well for the day, I thought. I mean, mm-hmm. like I said, we just made some mistakes that are fixable, but gives us a lot to work on this week in practice.
You have some young guys, some freshmen that mm-hmm. are in the mix for you this year. Your thoughts on their performance getting through that first weekend of competition?
You know what? They're pretty good. You know what? It is a difference coming into the high school. You know, and that's the thing is most of our, other than, you know what, Longfellow at 6, everybody's 150 and on up. And when you start getting into those weight classes, you know, we have Cole News at 150, and then we had between Thursday and Saturday, we had Aiden Page and Dagan Dalby at 190, and then you had Croy Watson at 215. You start getting up into the 190 and 215 pounders, you might be a pretty good wrestler, but if, you know, some of those guys, they just physically haven't matured yet. So they just, you know, they're going against, you know, 17, 18-year-old guys that are young men. And these, you know what, they're just, they don't have the muscle mass yet. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be good. I mean, it's just one of those, just some growing pains. Just, and then you throw in that it's tough to come into like our home invite, the first tournament of the year, and not be nervous. I mean, you're going to be nervous anyway, but now all of a sudden you see all the, you know, your classmates, your family, friends. I mean, you just have a lot more people there, and it's just, it takes a little bit more discipline at home to, you know, when we go on the road. And I told the guys, when we go on the road, like we're going to Holdridge this week, you know what? It's just us. You know, it's not like we have, you know, hundreds of fans come, and our parents and stuff will be there, and they go up and they see their parents, but we have an area to where we're all right there. Mm-hmm. And we can control the environment a little bit better. And so I think we're going to show some improvement from those young kids. But they come out, Cole come out and wrestle tough. You know, he was right there. He just made a couple of mistakes and gave up a few bonus points, and it's just, he's going to be good.
Yeah. Runner-up at 150, right?
Runner-up at 150. Man. I mean, and he, like I said, he was right there. He had opportunities to win it. It's just, he just made a couple mistakes and had a locked hands a couple of times and different things like that that he knows better. It's just, you get in that moment and next thing you know, it's just, rah, yeah. And he's going to be pretty good. So it was good for him.
Got to ask you about the health coming out of the weekend. Mm-hmm. I know not everybody came out of it 100% healthy.
Yeah. You know what? Cash Watson hurt a knee on Thursday, and he went down and got an MRI, and he's going to be in a brace for a couple of weeks and see how it goes, and then we'll see. See how the rest of the season goes. Might be wrestling with a brace and might not. Might have to have surgery, so we'll see on that. And then Emmett Palmer hurt some ribs today, and so he might be out for a little bit. But it's tough, because not only are you wrestling tough, in meets and stuff, but our room's tough, so you're getting you're getting kind of beat around and stuff like that. And so it's part of it. And we just.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, next guy up. The good thing for us is that 132, 138. 38, 44, and 50. We got all kinds of guys in there. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be interesting to see how they respond, but I think they will. I think we have kids that are ready to go.
Final question, quick thought on Holdridge this weekend.
Holdridge is going to be tough. Holdridge is kind of cool because it went from having a lot of teams and a lot of big teams like Lincoln, I think it was Lincoln Southwest, used to come and stuff like that. And it kind of got a little bit smaller, and now it's kind of getting back to where, we're going to see Nebraska City, which is, typically has a good teams, and Columbus Lakeview. And then I just saw today that Scotts Bluff is coming. So we're going to get to see some good competition. And so, yeah, it's going to be a good tournament for us. And that's, I was sitting there talking with some coaches, and it's just, we like going to Holdridge because a lot of those teams we don't get to see. And so I don't like to go and wrestle the same teams over and over and over. I mean, I like the guys from Ord, but I don't want to have to wrestle them 7, 8, 9 times.
Yeah.
If I see them a couple times a year, that's fine. And so we're trying to see different teams, and we're fortunate that our school lets us go and be able to go to different tournaments and see different teams. So it's going to be good.
Good. Well, hey, great to be talking to you.
Yeah.
Great to have wrestling season here. And we'll visit with you next week.
So on this, is we got Duda. Is he sponsoring this?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure who all we got. I think our regulars, Duda and Trotter Fertilizer, for sure, are with us again this year. So,
okay. Yeah. So we got to make sure that big chicken is getting up and around so we can see him out and about. So,
there you go, my man.
Yeah, we appreciate those guys sponsoring and doing this. And so, yep, thank you guys.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Broken Bow Head Boys Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.